Toronto duo charged in iGaming identity theft and fraud case. Ontario police have charged two people in relation to fraudulent activities carried out on iGaming sites regulated by the Ontario Lottery and Gaming Corporation, OLG. The arrests follow a thorough investigation into identity theft and fraud on the OLG platform. Police discover online gaming fraud ring. The investigation, led by the Ontario Provincial Police, OPP, along with the Alcohol and Gaming Commission of Ontario, AGCO, started in July 2022 following reports of identity theft on the OLG's online gaming site, olg.ca. In August of the same year, further reports of fraudulent activities, particularly in the sports betting section of the platform, emerged. The investigation culminated in a raid on July 13, 2023. Law enforcement officers searched a North York residence where they found and subsequently seized various electronic devices and fraudulent documents that were connected to non-gaming criminal activities. By December 21, 2023, charges were officially filed against two individuals. Ernesto Raising, 38, and Eliza May Pakulinen, 20, both residents of Toronto. The charges include fraud, identity theft, and possession of forged documents. Pakulinen also faces an additional charge for violating probation. Following their arrest, both were released and are expected to appear in the Ontario Court of Justice in Toronto. Ontario's crackdown on iGaming fraud. Ontario authorities are encouraging anyone who feels they may have been a victim of cybercrime to report it to their local police department or use the Canadian Anti-Fraud Centre's online reporting system. These arrests highlight the ongoing commitment of law enforcement to tackle fraud in the online gaming sector. With the growing popularity of online gaming, maintaining the integrity and security of these platforms is a top priority. Ontario's iGaming market is enjoying substantial growth. The third quarter of the 2023-24 fiscal year was particularly strong, with total wagers up to $17.2 million and total gaming revenue reaching $658 million. A 22% increase from the previous year. The province currently has 49 legal operators, 72 gaming websites, and about 1.2 million active player accounts.